children and their children and their children. May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children.
Primo, everybody loves this. Everybody loves this chant. Everybody loves it, huh? Absolutely. It's just so, yeah, just is so vibrant, huh? It's high. Yes. Are you good?
Yes.
Good. Thank you, Primo.
It's a lot, but it's good.
What is a lot?
I'm in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah, well. Okay, I understand.
There is my mother.
Yeah.
Here. There.
Yeah. Ah, Antar.
Antar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see her. Uh-huh. Time's going on.
Yeah.
So let us, Sahara can, make the announcements, because there's always people here who require them. I know that people get a little tired of the announcements, but always remember the first people that are here are the people that are here for the first time. It's really good for them. So let's go through them.
Okay.
Well, we're going to, you know, Sahara, I'm using Rebecca's phone.
Wonderful.
And we're just going to stay on with this. I've never done anything like this before. But anyhow, I don't know if it's going to work, because for everyone to know, I just have a feeling that our connection does not permit a conference call. And I've seen it before in hotels, and we're in a rental right now. So that is the possibility right there. And I know that everyone's listening to us, and this is satsang. But we may or may not be able to maintain a connection. Mm-hmm. So I cannot see you, but I can hear you. So, okay, Rebecca's going to fix that. There. Okay, and let me see if I can... Okay, so I don't know if the hands are up. I can't see that. I will have to have help. If there's anyone's hands up, let's take the first person, and let's stay on as long as we can.
Shanti, Mike, namaste. I'll raise my hand first. I just wanted to bring, we didn't have a chance yet to end within the announcements to announce the goings-on in the ashram.
What going on in the ashram? I don't want to start with that. I don't want to start with that.
No, just that men, just that men had passed.
I don't want to start with that. Okay. Sahara, I wish you would just listen to me. I wish you would just shut off the necessary to put it forward and listen, because I don't want to start with that. I don't want to start with that. I want to end with that. So I don't want to, I'm sorry to, oh gosh, this is satsang. I think I'm going to not do satsang today. I think I'm going to not do it. It's not really starting out well. It just doesn't feel conducive to what we're here for.
I'm sorry for that, but we do have a wonderful connection now. We can hear you.
Okay, so let's get on with the next person. And Sahara, please learn to listen so that we can mesh our meaning together again.
Thank Understood, you. Shantimai.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Can I see the next person? Oh, okay. Namaste. How are you?
It's a strange day today. But I'm always warm when I see you. We were traveling today. So we're in a different surrounding and technical stuff. You know,
okay, let's get to satsang.
I'm so glad to see you.
Let's get to satsang.
Right.
Because exactly. I'm a little tired of all the technology and where we are and where we're not. And all of this thing that's going on has nothing to do with satsang. And if we're going to have satsang, yes. Let's go for it. Go, please.
I just wanted to share something because I didn't want you to go away. So what comes up is I listened to, was it in the, I don't even know where it was. There was, I think it might have been the Doors Open transmission.
Okay.
I don't know where it was anymore. But you said, shine for the whole world. And I'm starting to get more into Lachi, the light, the energy, the just. And what I understood more deeply for the first time was, I'm not just doing this for myself.
What did you hear for the
I'm
first
not
time?
Just doing this for myself. This is not for me.
Not.
This is like, shine for the whole world. It's
Do you remember the Buddhist premise of interdependence of all things? Do you remember that? The interdependence of everything.
Yes.
Everything is dependent on everything else. And when one lives out of their heart, not always sweet, sometimes really surgery, we don't love. Love doesn't follow our ideas of what love is, but we learn from it. That it's not always soft, it's not always easy. Mm-hmm. And yet, when we're there, we have really a certain effervescence. We have a certain kind of, we can call it a light. Mm-hmm. And it does shine for everyone. And when we are true to ourselves, really true to ourselves, not against anyone else, but true to ourselves, we shine for everyone. And have you ever heard of Indra's net?
No.
Okay, so this is really beautiful.
I don't think so.
Okay, it gives an example as to how that works. Not just philosophically or poetically, but it really works. And that is, Indra's net in the Vedas is consciousness, basically, and it's a net. And at every intersection of the net, there is a jewel. And that jewel perfectly reflects everything that's happening on the net. Each jewel in consciousness. So there are these jewels that sit on the intersection of this net, and everything affects everything. And everything is reflected in the jewel. So an Indra's net is not just a poetic or a philosophical idea. It's the way things function. So when you are really true to yourself and you are really good with yourself and you're really, you're really there. And we are there so often, and we disturb being there with the idea that we're not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yes. Anyhow, those are examples of how it works. The interdependence of all things and Indra's net. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it is beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else to say?
I would gladly pass it on to the next.
Thank you. I can't believe that I'm talking to a telephone on Satsang. It's so amazing. But we get to have this time, so this is really lovely.
Mm. Yes.
My granddaughter.
That's the most important. Yes. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Namaste.
Oops.
Hey, Achila. Namaste.
Hello, Shanti Mai.
Yes, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, but I lost your picture.
Well, let's go on with satsang. It doesn't matter if there's a picture or not.
Shanti Mai, thank you for being in satsang on your cell phone. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And yes, I was at Guvira's funeral, a cremation ceremony.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes. And it's actually connecting to what Gabriela said. There were so many people who were touched by Guvira's life and love him so much.
His name is Kubira.
Kubira?
Not Kubira. Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead.
Kubira?
Yeah.
So I feel to see how much light somebody is shedding who lives truly well. This touched me so much because there were people Yeah, a lot of people that he was also guiding through the nature in the mountains. And I feel the way he was and lived was transmitting this light to other people.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. So I feel so blessed to see, you often say, live well so we can die well.
Absolutely. So, and so Lao Tzu, it's not just to leave it with Kubera, it's to live it yourself, to pass the lamp. So he, what you see in him that you love, this is according to Lao Tzu, and it's absolutely true, of course. You can't grapple with Lao Tzu. What you see in another that you love, emulate it in yourself. In other words, bring it out of yourself. What you don't like in another, get rid of it in yourself. So that you are inspired by his light, then you light the world. Don't just leave it with Kubera. Let him pass the lamp. And because you loved it in him, it is in you, obviously. Obviously. And it is in you, obviously, Achala. You can't recognize it in someone else if it's not in you. So I appreciate a lot what you say about Kubera, because I couldn't make it there. And I'm really glad that you did. It touches my heart very deeply that you did. You really, let me speak. You really did represent us all. And I really do appreciate that. So what you saw in Kubera that you love and you appreciate is within you to also carry on. That's why you saw it. That's what I would say.
I saw extremely beauty. And even his doctor was there, and many people, and some people of the Sangha. And yeah, it's like you said before, the Indra's net, like every crystal on the net is, shining.
It reflects everything that's going on in consciousness. These jewels are reflective and interactive with all things in consciousness. It's like having a perfect mirror on every single intersection of the net, and connects everything to everything forever and ever and ever. So I would still want to come back to, you know, whatever you do in your life that he has inspired you, take it out of yourself and carry on. And it's not that you're a mountain climber, and it's not that you take people here and you do this and that. You can even be affecting the net without ever being seen. There's a lot of, well, I don't know how many, but there's many yogis in India who live in caves who've never been seen, who are chanting Gayatri Mantra, who are working for the world, and they're never ever seen. But their light is reflected on the net without question, that we're all benefit from their work. Your work, my work, Maharaji's work. We should never compare work because we don't know what it is. We should, as Gabriella said, we should just shine. Period. So he gave you something there as you were at his passing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Much more, even when I saw his corpse, I could really feel the divinity, really feel it in him and in me and in everything. Yeah,
that's wonderful. But there's a catch in that, this feeling. I'm happy you had this feeling. Mm-hmm. I think this feeling is uplifting and important. But we have to remember that it doesn't require a feeling to be divine. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't require a feeling to receive the light. We do that all of the time without notice. But those feelings, when you have those uplifting feelings, it's an exaltation of the heart. And that's very, very beautiful. But remember, because the problem is people associate, I need to have a feeling for divinity to be true. Well, divinity is true whether you have the feeling or not. So, like, yeah, that I would say that that's what I want to say about that. So the feeling is a gift, but it's not necessary. And we should not associate the feeling of the divine with the actuality of the divine. Because we will say that we have to have the feeling for it to be so, and we don't.
Well, my longing is more to come from knowledge to experience.
Wisdom to experience. You have knowledge. I think that's a mistranslation in just about all of the Hindu text is knowledge. I think it should be, my view is it should be wisdom, the word wisdom, mm-hmm. because knowing is, I know how to make coffee in the morning. Wisdom is, I will live in love and be challenged with that all of my life, thank God. So I would change, you know that I'm language sensitive and specific, so I'm going to change the language from knowledge to wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that okay for you?
Yes. It's more correct.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for going there, Achala.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really grateful for that.
I think we were five from the Sangha. I mean, yeah. Kubera. Well, yes.
Yeah, it's not easy to get to Switzerland within a couple of days. And not everybody knew Kubera. Everybody could revere Kubera as a Sangha, as a Sanghi, but not everybody knew him. And I'm just very, very glad that you could do that. Thank you.
Actually, there was a big picture of you and Maharaji at his in front of his dead body.
Yeah, yeah. His dead body. Well, that should say something to everyone. His dead body. Who is the his that had the body? My hands. Who is the my that has the hands? My eyes. Who is the my that has the eyes? Who are we referring to here? It's very beautiful. We'll leave it at that. You don't have to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Shantimai.
Thank you too, Achala. Namaste.
Namaste.
Is there another person who's coming forward? Because I can't see anything. I can't say who it is or not. Can we have some? There. Hi, Peter.
How are you?
Are you good?
Very good, yes.
I see the angels behind you. See?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
We just got Peter just got it back from the framers yesterday, so we've been finding a place and hanging it.
Nice. So what's on your heart?
Okay, it's a beautiful thing. It's a very quiet thing, and it's about you've always or often said. About the moment, it's already resolved.
Yes.
You say this, it's resolved. And I say, well, okay. And I can see now that my picture of it is more like, okay, this is a problem to be solved. And I think it's, whether it's to do with the Gayatri meditations, I don't know, but there's a sort of a stillness, which means that I let go of that opposing the now. And
that's a very good, excuse me, Peter, that's a very, very, very astute observation. Go ahead, please.
And, you know, my idea that, okay, the now has to be fixed somehow, and, you know, that means I've got to do some work on it, and let that go. No, not 100%, but a lot.
Let me come in.
Yep.
Do you think that the now is fixed?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
That's part of it. Because
that's part of it, yes.
And see it as an evolving, it evolves, it's different every moment. And there's...
Sure does.
There's... I have the feeling that these miraculous solutions are just happening in each moment.
Of course.
And it's very relaxing.
Absolutely. That's absolutely, absolutely, absolutely accurate. Accurate, accurate, accurate.
It's beautiful.
The universe is always resolved.
Yeah.
So we live in the universe, huh?
Yeah.
And sometimes we're asked inwardly, or life asks us or demands for us to enter and be a part of the solution.
Yeah.
However, the solution is rolling on. And if we're not a part of the solution, sometimes it doesn't work.
And sometimes... No, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Peter.
And sometimes it seems that just being aware and listening... is enough.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So both things go on at once. I always like to, I like to keep things balanced, because if we say that it just goes on, and it does, exactly as you said, quietly and very relaxed, it just does. And when we're with that, it's extremely, the burdens come off of our shoulders that we think are there.
Mm.
But sometimes we are asked to step into the solution.
Yeah.
But knowing that it's already resolved, we just have to learn something from this. So both things are going on, because sometimes if you don't say that you have to participate, people will misunderstand. Sometimes you have to participate because there's a lesson to be learned. And sometimes you just go with it and see that it is, in fact, already resolved.
Mm. And in that space, it's easier to notice when it demands something, demands action from me.
Absolutely.
Clear then.
That's right, because you are silent, like you say, relaxed, and the little alarm goes off in the heart. Well, I need to do this thing. Maybe I need to apologize, or maybe I need to make myself clear, or maybe I need to... There's something that is required from me, and then it is as it is, you know, it is as it is, and the requirement for me is... maybe my responsibility, maybe my teaching. And oftentimes you don't have to bother with it at all. It's just rolling out its own solution, because the universe is always resolved. It's always in total balance. And that's our foundation. So we're the only ones that make confusion.
Right.
Humans are so strange and wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really glad you saw that, Peter.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you saw that. It's real important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Gita.
Hey. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you. We're having a very, 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 very good time here. We have 10 more minutes. We can speak with one more person. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. If there is one more person.
Yeah. David.
Well, we have to wait for Operation Central to help us, so.
Is that me? Yeah.
Hello, namaste. Who are you?
I am Davi. I'm the one that sent you emails recently.
I know exactly.
So thank you very much for receiving me.
You're welcome.
I'm very happy to be here. I'm in Malaysia right now, so it's more
You're
than
in
midnight.
Malaysia.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But just for this week. So, yeah, I really wanted to be here. I'm very happy to be here. And actually, I love that what you just answered, Peter, really connect with the concept of internet in a way that everything's connected somehow. Because this is one thing that I was really reflecting and meditating upon on the last days, especially on how can we get a clearer view on this? Because when we don't realize how things work, how things are connected, how the divine is guiding us, many times we think we have these egoistic ideas that lead us to do things that are...
Hold on. You and I are going to get to know each other. Like I told you in the email.
Okay.
How do you pronounce your name? Davi or Davi?
For me, it doesn't matter. You can say whatever way, but it's Davi with stress on the
okay.
I.
Okay. So Davi. I never speak about ego. And I don't want to talk about ego ever. Because, okay, this is how we get to know each other. Never take it personally what I'm saying. Never. Unless you should. So, I don't speak about ego because we're gonna bypass this idea of selfishness and only I opposed to other. That's just nonsense. There's no such thing. I mean, there are actions that are like that, but there's no entity that causes that to happen. So we don't get to blame a little ego for everything that we do. It's like a wastebasket that says, oh, it's ego, oh, it's ego, oh, it's ego. There is only God, and that's the fact. That's the absolute 100% fact. That's the truth. That is the foundation of all things. And if there's ego, it's only God's ego. And there are actions of ego. I agree with you. But I'm very careful not to make an entity of ego that is something that I have to get rid of, because actually, when you live through your heart and you really begin to see that the countertop is God, the floor is God, the sky is God, the Bi-Mart is God, the cars are God, there is nothing that can be perceived that is not the divine perfection, period. Mm-hmm. So I pass over ego. The other day, we're getting to know each other, and I'm really happy that you're here. The other day, I was listening to a very wise, and I oftentimes don't listen to anybody except the Upanishads, except the Gita. Those are my dear friends. So anyhow, I was listening to this really great Mahatma, and he was talking about ego, 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 ego. And in the middle of his conversation with
in the satsang, he said to himself, well, that's just a mental construct anyhow. There is no ego. There's never ever been an ego. There's no such thing as an ego. And I said, finally, good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that, because why are you telling people to get rid of something that actually does not exist? The only thing that truly exists, well, we could say exists, is God. So I never speak about ego, ever, never, ever, ever, ever. You don't have, with me, if you look through the eyes of ego, all you do is see ego. If you stop looking through the eyes of ego, all you see is God. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I need to reframe everything that I was thinking.
Yeah.
But I love that. I think yeah. It makes total sense. So
we have to use our language very carefully. Go ahead, please.
I think that what I was trying to say is that I was going through this, I am going through this moment of surrender, trying to surrender more.
No, you cannot try to surrender. It's not possible. Either you do or you don't. You don't try. Trying keeps you kind of at a bay, and no trying. Either you do or you don't. Go ahead.
And one of the things that I realize is that how things are connected, and well, if there's time and if it makes sense, I would love to hear more about this concept of internet and what you said to Peter of how relax and let the divine flow. Because I feel every one of these spots are connected with the moment I'm living.
Yes. You know, there's no such, I'll put it this way. There is no such thing as disconnection. So now that you're rid of that concept of connecting and disconnecting, you cannot disconnect. You're breathing, right? Stop breathing. Forever, just stop. Okay, so what that says is that you're being breathed. Your heart is beating, isn't it? Are you beating your heart? Do you like wind it up or? Huh? So what are these involuntary, even birth of the body, this involuntary kind of presence in life? Huh? Everybody's heart is beating by the same. As you're talking, you know, about that connection. Everybody's breath is the same. Everybody is eating food. Everybody is fundamentally, before birth, after passing, all through life, is undividable, inseparable. And when your point about surrender is very, very beautiful, because when we truly move into that view, that, well, we're going to just drop connected and disconnected. We're just going to drop that. That's just a concept that confuses us. But when language specific, and when we surrender to the vanishing concept that all is God, and we want to see that more than anything in the world through our heart, it'll take time. It could be a flash. It could be in a twinkling of an eye. It could be in lifetimes, but we're dedicated to that. We're dedicated to seeing through our loving heart, not always soft, not always yummy, not always huggy, completely independent, neutral, and open. Then those things that we want, those, they're not things. That which we want to see within ourselves and all beings will become evident to us. But we're patient. So we have this deep desire to peel the onion of duality and to see with our eyes and when our eyes are closed, to see the truth in ourselves. And when we do, we'll see it in everyone. And when we see the truth in ourselves, we have to see it in everyone, or we're not seeing what is true. So that's how we proceed. And I would say stop looking at people's egos, although you're right, there are egoic actions, selfishness, and pushing people away and acting as though they're bigger than others. But these are all life teachings. And when you begin to say, see with your eyes, committed to seeing the inseparable divine in everyone, regardless of what they're doing, regardless of who they are, regardless of anything, you'll begin to see. But it may take time. But this is your dedication. And I know that you will see. I can see that you will see. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get rid of an ego. Just stop seeing through those eyes of separation. And I would pray for it. I pray for everything. I just love to talk to the stars in my heart. I just do. I pray for everyone to wake up. And it just comes over me. Sometimes I don't even, you know, I'm sitting in the forest or something or riding down the road, and it just comes out like that. Hmm. But I would let the universe know that that's exactly what I want to see. I want to see through the heart and soul of the presence of God, everything and everyone. I love you. Did you get my last email where I said we don't make deals? Let's just, I'm very language specific, so never ever take it personally. I just like to keep the language very, very, very pristine so that we really understand each other well.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with new vocabulary, but I also really love to have very accurate terms. So no problem. No, not taking personally at all.
Oh, good. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to put a face with the emails. What is your origin? What is your country or family of origin?
Brazil. Brazilian. Brazilian.
Oh, Brazilian. Okay, you're speaking Portuguese. Yes, nice. Yeah. Nice. I hope Brazil, to see you in India, maybe, huh? Maybe we can see you in India.
I need to leave India in December, so it's more likely for us to meet in France than in India, actually.
Okay. Whatever brings us together, that'll be a great thing. And we're already together. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you, Davey. Namaste. So I'm going to ask Premo if she'll come forward and sing for us, because we made it through an entire hour. So that's good. And I'm going to go because my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren are heading back to their home. They came here to visit us, and we've had a really wonderful time together. So I'm going to call Premo. I need the central help here to get maybe just my picture on Sahara, please. Or Will, or Shri, there, or there, okay. We should practice that in case we ever have to do it again. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Premo. I'm going to depart, but I'm going to listen to your song, your chanting before we go. Namaste, everyone. It was wonderful to be with you. I'm attempting to make transmissions. One more thing. What Sahara brought up in the beginning, because it's very important. Two major figures in Satchadham died within the same, maybe 1 week or 10 days. And that is Ramesh, and that is Mahendra, Maharaji's son is Mahendra. And Ramesh was Maharaji's manager for many, many, many years, his valet. And both passed within a week from dengue fever or dengue fever. And we have to watch this before we go to India and make sure that that epidemic is complete so that we don't walk into a big problem. But these people have certainly affected my heart and many hearts, because we love them. We love them. And the ashram will change significantly. Not that that has anything to do with any of you, but just to put that out. Uh-huh. So also, I have attempted to make transmission, but we have 5 kids here and we're busy. And so that has not happened yet. I am reviewing the Srimad Bhagavad Gita to start our intensive on the transmission. So I'm busy with you, and I love you. And let's move to Premo. Thank you. Namaste, everyone. Namaste.
Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandim Pushtivadanam Urvarukamiva Vandanam Richur Mukshiyamam Britam Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandim Pushtivadanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Britat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtivaranam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Britat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtivaranam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Ritat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtivaranam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Ritat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtivaranam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Britat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtivaranam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Britat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtivaranam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Britat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtivaranam Shti Varanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Ritat Om Trayambakam Yajamae Sukhandhim Pushti Varanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Richur Mukshiyamam Ritat Om Makam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtaranam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityur Mukshiyamam Ritat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sukhandhim Pushtivaranam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityur Mukshiyamam Ritat
Beautiful, Prema. Thank you so much. So, Hari Om, everybody. Quick reminder that we are going to be in India from February 15th to March 15th of the coming year. And we will have continued post-satsang meetings about that. Today is not the day for that. But if you do have any questions or suggestions or comments about that, please send them to starmediainfo@gmail.com, the same email address that you got the invitation for this satsang for, because that will take a little planning. It's a different space than it was 3 years ago. So if you need to get your visa, get your ticket, do all the things, do those things. All right. Namaste. Hari Om. And we will see you next week, Lord willing, that the creek don't rise. We will see you then. Namaste.